Blog Talk Radio.
To Love's Truth Radio, it's your girl, Emerald Johnson, the hostess with the mostest. And for those of you who are new to Love's Truth Radio, I am simultaneously broadcasting live on Periscope. So if you are listening in and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I would love to see her facial expression when she said that, or I want to see what she's saying, or I want to see what other people in the chat room are talking about, or I want to see what she looks like because she just sounds interesting, then all you got to do is go to periscope.tv/MRALD and open that up on your web browser. Or if you want to actually join the conversation and you want to chat along with us, then you'll have to get the app on one of your mobile devices. So it's iOS and Android, so join us on Periscope. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all of my listeners, all of my replay listeners, and Periscope, all of my viewers and replay viewers. Thank you for joining me and taking the time out of your day to press play. I really appreciate you like a bajillion percent, okay? So I want to get into this topic of I can't take it anymore, okay? Because what I'm noticing is that there are so many shifts in the world that are happening, and people are, like, hitting their breaking points, like, back to back to back. They can't take it. They can't take it anymore. It's like you hit that point, you hit that wall, and it's like, okay, that's it. That's my last wall. That's the last time I'm going to face plant and not do something about it. Like, this is, you know, this is the moment. This is that moment, right? Oh, so if you're interested in calling in, thank you, Coach Aisha, for keeping me on my game. I really appreciate it. If you guys are listening to the show and you actually want to talk to me, so especially for you guys on Periscope, if you guys are watching the show, Random Success, welcome to the broadcast. If you guys are watching the show and you're like, oh, I would really love to chime in real time and make sure I don't miss your comments because that tends to happen on Periscope, then all you have to do is call in. The number is 917-889-9168. 917-889-9168. Okay, so there's your call in. All right, you guys. So tonight's show is I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. So for those of you guys who are familiar with me, I'm a serial entrepreneur. Literally. That's why I got into business development, because not so much that I wanted to give people a bunch of DIY. There's a lot of DIY out there. You can throw a virtual stone in any direction on the internet and hit like at least a million results in your search engine about how to do something yourself. Okay? Not knocking it. That's just the truth. That's what it is. But I've been developing businesses for 13 years, different aspects of business. I literally come in like a business ninja, and I seek out the weaknesses, and I help you to shore them up. And I do the same thing with people that are emotionally, mentally, and spiritually stuck, okay? Because if you're stuck in your personal life or you're stuck in your professional life, one is always going to affect the other. That's just the truth of the matter, okay? So in that aspect, I'm a personal life and business growth coach. Hey, so lovable. Welcome to the broadcast, sweetheart. Long time. Shantae, welcome to the broadcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in. Get comfortable because we're about to get deep tonight, you guys. So let me tell you what brought on. Hey. Let me tell you what brought on this topic tonight. It's because there are so many people that are hitting their breaking point because they're doing too much. We tend to do too much, people. Hello from Texas. Welcome. The Kelly Circle. Is your name Kelly? Welcome to the broadcast. I have family in Texas, so I can definitely appreciate y'all coming in. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast. Yes, Kelly, okay, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in. So, yeah, so this is what's happening. People are doing too much, okay? People are trying to do too much. Greetings from Hanover, Maryland. Oh, first-timer, welcome to the broadcast. Fire! Thank you for joining. What's your name? What's your name from Maryland? What is your name? Hey, Karen, welcome to the broadcast. Everybody's just coming in and hanging out. I so appreciate you guys coming in and sharing everything out and letting people know that we're here because, oh, Michelle, okay. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Michelle. Pastor Michelle is in the broadcast. You guys, welcome, Miss Pastor Michelle. I appreciate you coming in and hanging out. Ebony Butler, PhD, welcome, 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 welcome. So this is what I'm talking about tonight. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. Oh, I love you. Thank you so much for the love, Pastor Michelle. I appreciate you so much. I really do. You guys, there are so many people who are, for multiple reasons, right, for financial reasons, for pride reasons of, you know, they told me I can't, so I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it all myself, right? This is what's happening in the world. People are doing too much. We're doing too much, and then we're wondering why we're hitting these walls and why we're hitting them hard. Hey, Roger, welcome to the broadcast. You need help. You need help. We all do. We all need help, right? Because we hit these things so hard, and then we wonder why we've literally knocked ourselves out, right? Have you knocked yourself out spiritually? Have you knocked yourself out emotionally? Have you completely taxed yourself mentally, right? Spiritually, like, where are you with these things, okay? Just stop by from Vegas. Welcome, welcome. I'm glad you're here. I love Vegas. Anybody that knows me knows I'm out there like 3-4 times a year, even though I'm from California. Titus Woman 66, welcome to the broadcast. Hello from Sweden. Awesome. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the broadcast. So what's your name from Sweden? I want to get to know you guys. I want you guys to hang out with me on a regular basis because this is what we're going to start doing. I don't like running down my resume. That's just what it is, okay? You've lived in Vegas for 2 years? Oh, okay, cool, cool. Miss Debbie, welcome to the broadcast. Patrick, okay. Well, nice to meet you, Patrick. I'm Emerald. So this is what's happened, you guys. I've been working in public relations and business development for all these years, and I've become very comfortable in promoting everybody else. Okay, I've become very comfortable in promoting everybody else. So when it comes to running down my resume, I don't want to. When it comes to, telling people X, Y, Z over and over and over again, proving my credentials, it's not a pride thing. I don't want to. I don't want to. I'd much rather promote someone else. And promote their get down and what makes them wonderful, right? That's what I love doing. And so what's happened with me and why I can't take it anymore, and then I want you guys to start thinking about things that you can't take anymore. And I want you to share those things so that I can be of service to you in getting you beyond that point of being stuck. You understand what I'm saying? So this is going to be the flow of my scopes from now on because I'm not going to push services down your throat. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to, that's not my get down. You know what I'm saying? That's not me. And I get it that it works for so many other people. I'm wonderful. Thank you, Pastor Michelle. So are you. You and your husband do such phenomenal work. You guys, okay. Pastor Michelle, if you could just put up some emojis in the Periscope chat room. Pastor Michelle and her husband, they scope about relationship success, okay? Let's see. I can't take it not knowing which direction to go in. Right, okay. So much I want to do, but don't know where to start. That's huge. That is huge. And people end up running in circles, right, like a dog chasing their tail, not calling you a dog, okay, but I'm saying you end up going in circles like, where do I start, I love all these things, where do I start, where do I go, what do I do, right? People sometimes you need somebody with a bird's eye view to say, okay, let's get a handle on this. Let's help you. There's Pastor Michelle with the emojis. Okay, you guys, click on her comment with all those lovely sparkly hearts. Click on her comment and follow her. And this is why. If you want, need, desire, have been searching for, or think you may need in the future, great, biblically, scripturally based relationship information, advice, that's where you get it. That's where you get it right there. Restoration in Motion, what a handle. I love it, absolutely love it. So that's the thing, you guys. I love, you can't take people saying, I can't afford you. Oh, that's good. That's a big one. You're back, sorry. Oh, don't apologize. I'm glad you came back. Welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Yeah. Can she help to find love? You know, she can help you prepare yourself for love, okay, for how to conduct yourself in the relationship. But if you're looking for how to understand how to be successfully single, then you need to get at my girl Reigning Success, okay? What are we talking about? Okay, we are talking about I can't take it anymore. Ah, I can't take it anymore. You're welcome. You're welcome. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So, oh, there we go. They better invest in themselves. There you go. Okay. That comment right there, that is Reigning Success. And she coaches. She's a coach that her specialty is being successfully single. Okay. So, yeah, here's the deal. Here's the deal. When people say they can't afford you, when people say, you know, there's so many things that it's just like, how am I supposed to get past this point? When people say they can't afford you, some sales techniques would say they're just making excuses. There's a way to rebut all those excuses and get around them. There's definitely something in what they're saying that you may not be hearing, okay? But I missed that comment. You know what? I'm going to open Scoper Chat just so that I can keep up with the comments, you guys. So, successfully single. Yes, 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 yes. Reigning success, okay? So there's things that, you know, you end up getting to your wit's end, okay? Some people really can't afford you. Right, Coach Aisha. Now, Coach Aisha, hi, hey, long time no see. Long time no see. Oh, my gosh. How are you, Michelle? They don't realize it. Okay, yeah. So do you really need love? Absolutely. Everything living needs love. But you have to have an understanding of love as well. Welcome, Borrow Thomas from Texas. Nice to see you, too. You have to understand that there's different aspects to love. But, yes, everything living needs love. That girl I have in my heart is gay. Okay, and she says to me that if she wasn't gay, she would jump on you. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, maybe it's time to move her to a different area of your heart. Who knows? I mean, you know, you can continue to love someone and see where it goes, but you don't want to get stuck. You don't want to stop your life waiting for someone to, you know, change something about themselves that you may see differently. You know what I mean? Move to a different area of your heart. Yeah, absolutely. And that's very possible. That's very possible. I feel like sometimes I'm not enough for someone I want. I understand that. But let me tell you the secret to that. Let me tell you the secret to that, okay? When we think that it's something that we're not enough for someone that we want, it just means that you need to take more time to work on yourself. You definitely need to follow Reigning Success, okay? Because taking that time to work on yourself and come into a full place where you accept fully who you are and become a whole person mentally, spiritually, and emotionally before you even present someone else, okay? And that's kind of, there's some other elements in there that we could dive really deep into, but at first glance, I would say that's going to be your first step, okay? That's going to be your first step. And so for me, like I was saying, I enjoy promoting other people. I enjoy helping other people, helping people get where they're trying to go, helping people to get unstuck if they're stuck in some area of their life. That's my get down. So from here forward, I want you guys to ask me anything you want, anything. I've been nice shirt, purple and gold, baby. You already know. Thank you for that. I need to find a woman like you. Aw, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. Do black couples suffer from competing and comparing struggles? Cute doggy. Oh, thank you. I have two. I do think, unfortunately, in the African-American community that there has been, in your profession, you don't want to be noticed. Yeah, I like helping other people. And I've always had this thing about not being famous or, you know, being noticed or being recognized and being famous are two different things. So, but yeah, I think in African-American couples, unfortunately, if you guys are familiar with history in this country, in the country of America where I am, hey, Nisha, when you go back in history, there was a man named Willie Lynch who literally wrote a manual on how to keep to create an enslaved mentality, and it had nothing to do. It could work on any group of people, but it was applied to the Africans who were in slavery at the time. Hey, Charles, welcome to the broadcast. And basically what the manual said in short was to separate or to pit the old against the young and vice versa, the light skin or fair skin against the chocolate skin, okay, and vice versa, the men against the women, right, vice versa. So you pit everyone against each other and you divide and conquer. So you divide and then there's no strength in numbers. Unfortunately, hundreds of years later, relationships are still suffering because the men are not only competing with other men or women competing with other women, but the men and women are competing against each other. And how can you come together and be one if your mentality is one of competing with the one that is on your team, right? Thank you for all this love. I'm looking at this new Scoper chat, and I'm not sure I like it, y'all. I'm not sure I like it. I don't even know how to get to, how do I click right here? Y'all, this is crazy. Thank you for chiming. Yeah, if you want to chime in, here we go. I think I may have.
I'm not sure I like it, y'all.
There we go. We have audio. Girls with darker skin are so beautiful. Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing, and this is the God-honest truth. There are fair-skinned girls and chocolate girls and everybody in between, and they all have some, there are some that run the entire spectrum that are beautiful, and there are some that run the entire spectrum that are not as beautiful. So you cannot go by skin color alone, okay? You cannot go by that alone. Hey, welcome to the broadcast. So welcome. Come on back in. Come on back in and hang out with me. Let's see. I seem to have made it into the broadcast on Scoper Chat, but I'm trying to figure out how do I get to my peeps. You have to catch up. I got to my peeps, I think. I think I got to my peeps. Did I get to y'all? Did I get to y'all? I don't know who these people are. These are not my peeps. These are not y'all who are hanging out in my soap. Right now my dog almost fell. Oh, that's funny. Okay, so here's the thing. Hi, doggies. Yes. So here's the thing, you guys. What is it that you can't take anymore? What is it that you can't take anymore? What are you at your wit's end about? I'm at my wit's end about, you know, trying to shift into this hard sale model. It's not me. It's me to help other people to get unstuck. It's me to answer as many questions as I possibly can, because I really, not tooting my own horn, I'm gifted in a lot of areas. And I have a gift of insight, and I have a gift of intuition. I'm an intuitive. So ask me what you want to know. So failure, you're tired of failure. What is it that you're failing at, or what is it about failure that you can't take anymore? What's happening? Non-supporters and people wanting everything, yeah. You know, it's happening because there's different things. There's different things that are happening, okay, in this world. Right now, there is so much free information out there that people don't want to pay for anything anymore. There's a few people, but you have to sift through and get to the people who really want what it is that you're offering. You can't take being around closed-minded individuals. Oh my gosh, yes, that one is tough. That one is tough because, you know, when someone's closed-minded, you can't even attempt to take it to the next level. Like, you know, there's you can't even help someone who's closed-minded, right? You can't help someone who's closed-minded because they see things the way they see it, and that's just how they see it, and that's it. You know, if they're not even open to looking from a different perspective, how will they ever actually see it from a different perspective, right? You got kicked out. I got on Scoper Chat. I just don't know how to maneuver it anymore. I got to my profile. I got to the, you know, where it says the title of the scope, and it has the live scope there. But I don't know how to get to, like, where all the people are and the comments that are coming in. Friends who go out on Facebook, et cetera, and say that don't feel good and just want to die. Oh, you know. And they changed it again. Yeah, I don't know how to work this thing. I don't know how to work this thing, Coach Aisha. But, so when people go on Facebook and they say that they're posting things about suicide, that's what you're saying, that you can't take that anymore. That must be happening a lot for that to be the thing that you can't take anymore. What I'm about to say is slightly risky, and I'm going to preface it by saying that I'm not a doctor. Though I did study psychology, I did not get my doctorate, okay? But what I have found in suicide counseling that I've done is people who talk about it are screaming for help. They don't really want to actually die. They don't want to actually kill themselves. They are screaming for help. Some of them are screaming for attention. Okay? Some of them are screaming for attention, but some of them are screaming for help. And you try to help them, but then the next day is the same thing. Well, then you're dealing with someone who is stuck. They're stuck in a cycle where they are not getting the attention they desire in their life from someone, from somewhere. They're not getting it. And it's causing them, here's our PhD, she says, you're right. Many have learned over time that that's the way to get attention. Or get themselves hurt. And that's what I was about to say. You're dealing with someone who has gotten stuck in a pattern that says, if I say this, then I'll get attention. They're stuck. And it takes someone who recognizes that they're stuck, recognizes where they're stuck, and then understands that there are multiple techniques and maneuvers to get them unstuck. Many are just seeking validation and want someone to see them and validate them. Absolutely. And that's straight from the doctor's mouth right there. Straight from the doctor's mouth, okay? So what I'm saying is it's not your job to fix them. Great point, Ebony. It is not your job to fix them. It's not your job to fix them, okay? But what you can do, offer an ear. How are you? I'm great. I'm great. Welcome to the broadcast. Let me just do a quick reset for those of you guys who are new to me. If you got a lot of people down your timeline that say they want to commit suicide, that's a problem. Yeah, that's what I said. It sounds like you're talking about someone very specific. It sounds like you're talking about someone very specific, and this is somebody you probably know off of Facebook or you've been connected with them on Facebook for a very long time and you've gotten to know them a little bit. It doesn't sound like you have like a barrage of like 30 people going down every day on your timeline, right? Hopefully not. Hopefully not. So let me do a quick reset. I mean, that's rough. That's rough when people are actually doing it. But I would urge you to take a moment. If that's happening a lot in your experience and you're witnessing this a lot, I would urge you to take a moment and step away from all of that noise, okay, and dive into yourself, okay? Dive into yourself. What's going on inside of you, okay? The people who don't say anything, but you see things, yeah. And those are the ones that are more dangerous. The ones who don't talk about what's going on, people who are genuinely contemplating suicide usually don't talk about it. That's the type of person you are. What type of person are you? I think I missed your comment. So what type of person are you? We have 90 seconds left on Love's Truth Radio. So if you want to get a last minute call in, you can reach me at 917-889-9168. That's 917-889-9168. You hold stuff in. Okay. Yeah, and that could be dangerous. I mean, we all need at least one person that we can connect with and trust. And if it's hard to trust someone with your stories, with your words, with your emotions, because they're judgmental or because they just don't understand or whatever the case, then it might be time to get professional help because they can't talk about it legally. They can't talk about it legally, okay?